This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Turkish military officials say their troops are ready to launch a long-planned incursion into Syria to take out Kurdish forces. Turkey considers the Kurds terrorists. By the West, they're viewed as key partners in the fight against the Islamic State terror group. In a tweet, the Turkish Armed Forces said Tuesday it would fight what it called Kurdish terrorists as well as Islamic State. This comes just days after a surprise U.S. announcement that it was pulling back its forces from the border area with Syria. U.S. President Donald Trump said he is not abandoning Kurdish forces in Syria, but he said Monday he thinks people in the region should take care of their own problems.
Turkey, Syria, let them take care of it. Let them take care of it. We want to bring our troops back home.
In a series of tweets Tuesday, the president praised Turkey. He invited the Turkish president to visit the White House next month, called Ankara a big trading partner, and credited the Turkish government with helping to save lives in Syria's Idlib province. Despite a spike in tensions between the United States and China, trade talks will go on as scheduled. AP correspondent Mike Hempen.
China is demanding the Trump administration lift its latest sanctions on tech companies that develop facial recognition and other artificial intelligence technology. The U.S. says that technology is being used to repress Muslims in northwest China. China's foreign ministry says the U.S. is interfering in Chinese affairs. Despite the criticism, China's Ministry of Commerce says the vice premier and other officials will be in Washington Thursday for talks. Mike Hempen, Washington.
A U.S. journalist has filed a civil rights complaint against the Department of Homeland Security after a Customs and Border Protection agent delayed his reentry until he admitted to writing propaganda. The department says it's investigating. This is VOA News.